Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Drug decriminalization passing in Oregon on a ballot measure number 110 with nearly 59% of the vote. Over 80% of the precincts reporting on this, so it's pretty much a done deal. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. Don't forget you can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE or call us through our Matrix chat server. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. If you do that, you can join the chat server at chat.lrn.fm. There are step-by-step instructions on how to do that. It's a $100 fine starting February 1st. If you get caught with small amounts of various types of hard drugs, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, oxycodone, and others, now no longer a jailable offense in the state of Oregon. In fact, it will be only a $100 fine, which you could even avoid by going to some government health class. The measure also funds these health classes, or what they're calling health assessments, addiction treatment, harm reduction efforts, and other services for people with addiction disorders. The funding for those programs will come through the reallocation of tens of millions of dollars generated by Oregon's cannabis tax. The measure is also expected to generate savings in the criminal justice system because of fewer drug arrests, prosecutions, and incarcerations. Those savings would be redirected into a new state fund for treatment and other services. Now, you side.
Well, I side over the taxation part.
Yes.
But the rest of it, I don't really have an issue with. And I don't think the state is really the right entity to be funding addiction treatment and addiction research.
I agree.
But if the state is going to be doing something, that's probably one of the least damaging things it could probably do.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. Also, I do not want to see taxes on cannabis, but it's Oregon. They've been taxing it for most of the last decade at this point.
Sure.
Was it 2012 or something when they legalized, 2014 or something when they legalized it? And they've been taxing it ever since, so they've got all kinds of revenue. They might as well, instead of putting it towards arresting people, put it towards treating them. Again, I agree with you. If you're going, if you have a drug problem, then you should be seeking treatment on your own volition when you're ready to seek that treatment, rather than being ordered to it.
Yeah, because if a person isn't ready, then no amount of ordering them to seek treatment is going to change their behavior in the long run.
Which is why I actually really like this this decriminalization, because it means that if you are not wanting to go and get treatment, it will not be forced upon you. You can just pay the $100 fine.
Well, it'll be forced upon you, but very lightly.
What do you mean?
Well, if you don't pay that $100 fine, you're going to go to jail. If you resist the arrest,
maybe,
you're going to be killed.
Sure. But, I mean, as far as, like, you don't have to go to treatment, is what I'm saying. So in Portugal, which is what this is modeled after mostly, in Portugal, where they've had 2 decades worth of decriminalization, which is similar, where it's small amounts of personal possession are decriminalized, if you are caught, then what they're going to do is they're going to send you to a treatment center. They're going to send you to one of these treatment classes. And it's not an option to just pay a fine, from what I understand. You have to go to the treatment, even if you don't have a problem. In Portugal.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Even if you would say, hey, look, I don't have a problem with this. I'm not addicted. I don't need to go to this class. This is a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time. But it's probably that they're paying these treatment clinics. It's some politically connected guy who, you know, knows the politicians, who runs the treatment clinics, and he's probably making money on every single person that comes through there. So that's probably why that's happening, but it is happening there. So to give the person with the drugs the choice of either going the fine direction or going the treatment direction is at least an improvement on that.
That's true.
Yeah. So, again, it'll be funded by the cannabis tax. It's the latest example of the state citizen initiative process being used by national advocates of drug legalization to advance their drug policy goals. This, according to Oregon Public Broadcasting, Drug Policy Alliance, a New York-based advocacy organization, wrote the measure and spent more than $4 million on the campaign for it. Cassandra Frederick, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, said, quote, "Oregons understand that we should be treating drug use as a health issue. It's a huge sledgehammer to the cornerstone of the war on drugs. And she's absolutely right. This is going to be the most important thing since the first marijuana decriminalization. This is this is huge.
Because this will happen elsewhere. Colorado will likely be next. And eventually, New Hampshire will legalize recreational marijuana. Maybe 30 or 40, 50 years from now, we'll actually have decriminalization of all drugs. But
yeah, well, I did reach out to one of the state representatives here who's a Liberty rep, one of the A-plus rated, you know, free staters who's in office, got reelected. I don't know if I'll say who it is yet, but it's a friend of the show. And I said, hey, did you hear about this? And he hadn't heard about this yet. So I said, well, maybe you could team up with one of the Democrats because there's, you know,
or one of the new incoming Republican liberty friendly state reps we know we have.
Absolutely. But get a bipartisan bill going where you got Democrat and Republican support for decriminalizing drugs. I mean, it could be done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And what's going to really take
place? I mean, Sununu would veto it because he's a jerk, but.
Well, I don't know if he would.
Did he veto marijuana legalization?
He vetoed legalization, but he signed decrim. So there's evidence to suggest that Sununu supports decriminalization.
Okay.
Which is why I think that we should decriminalize down to near to zero penalties. You know, just keep decriminalizing. Just keep on decriminalizing till there's no real significant penalties for any kind of drug-related activity whatsoever.
I'm good with that as a start.
Yeah.
What I like about all of this is how it kind of proves that conservatives have been right all along and that cannabis is a gateway drug, right? Because first they legalized marijuana, they're like, hey, this isn't really so bad. And now they're decriminalizing everything else.
Yeah, and it can't happen soon enough. It's not going to be, I think, an avalanche of states that are going to follow suit in regards to Oregon, but you're going to see some of them. The dominoes are going to start to fall on this, especially after we get another year. So this is going to go into effect in February. So after the first year of this, so come up in February 2022, when we can look back and see the year of 2021, were there more heroin addicts in the streets of Oregon? Were there more people who were, you know, killing themselves with oxycodones? Were there, and it's not going to be the case.
Of course not. That's never the case.
Right. But that's going to be what they say. That's what the prohibitionists are going to say. Whoa, we can't do this. It's going to make things worse. But it won't.
The fear of liberty that people have. We can't have freedom because people might do things I don't like.
Right. Well, the fact is they're already doing the things you don't like, and
they're just not doing it safely because they can't do it safely.
And the difference will be in Oregon, you won't be forced to pay $30,000 or $40,000 a year to put that person in a prison cell for doing something that you don't like.
Sounds like a win-win.
Yeah, it really is. And so after a year or two of this, we're going to have statistics, we're going to have numbers, we're going to be able to look, and we're going to see, all right, here's the number of addicts before this went into effect, here's the number of people who died from overdose. And then we're going to look in 2021 and 2022, and we're going to see that those numbers are going to be different. And I predict they're going to be different in a better way, that there will be fewer deaths from overdose, that there will be fewer addicts, more people will be seeking treatment on their own volition. The number of arrests, of course, is going to go completely or almost to zero. They'll still be busting people for growing and selling and things like that. But as far as possession is concerned, which used to be a jailable offense, no longer that's going to be the case. So all the numbers are going to go in positive directions. People are going to have a better life because the end of prohibition is near, at the very least in Oregon. Or it's a good first step. So other states will not be able to ignore that. Other proposals will be made on ballot measures. They're going to keep doing this in other states. It's going to pass in other places. This suggests that people are ready for this.
I would agree. And I'm more excited. I mean, what's happened in Oregon is great. And I think in the long run, we'll see it happening in all 50 states eventually. But the psilocybin cubensis seems to be further along, being legalized in like Denver and I think now Colorado and several other states.
Several cities as well. I don't think states, but Denver did it, then Santa Cruz did it in California, and then Oakland, I believe, did it. And these are city councils who are passing in unanimous votes to decriminalize or lower the police enforcement priority of the possession of psilocybic mushrooms.
Well, if I do run for city council again, that will again be part of
key
my
issue.
Platform.
Nice.
It wasn't last time, in 2019.
That'd be great. Well, you should make
legalize shrooms.
Make it your campaign headline, because your last one was Eat the Rich, and people found that one confusing.
It was meant to be confusing.
It's like when nobody put, our co-host, nobody wrote up he put a whiteboard outside his house and he wrote, nobody is sick on it. And it made everyone thought that he was sick.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. What?
He was commenting on the fact that he didn't observe anyone being sick from COVID.
Right.
But it was totally over everybody's head. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So get ready for the dominoes to start to fall on drug decriminalization. And you know what? You're going to need all those drugs to get through the next several years of this coronavirus crackdown so you can forget about how bad things are otherwise. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here tonight. It's Ian.
And this is my son, Joe, Bo, whatever. I don't remember what he said. Look at me screwing up a Biden gaffe, just like Biden himself.
It was pretty funny. I don't know if I've got the clip of that here. Maybe I do have it from last night because it was pretty hilarious.
What I'm alluding to is this clip where Joe Biden evidently attempts to introduce his granddaughter and instead says, "This is my son, Bo," who, for those keeping score, is, in fact, dead.
Yeah. Point of fact, was actually his granddaughter in this particular case, who was the daughter of Bo. And that was kind of what he was trying to say, but it comes out like... If he didn't correct himself...
This is my son, Bo Biden, who a lot of you helped elect to the Senate in Delaware.
Holy crap. My he got specific.
Right.
Who you helped elect. How old is his granddaughter?
She's in her teenage years, later teens, I think, at this point. This is the one that supposedly... She's cute, yeah. This is the one that supposedly his son Hunter was having some sort of interactions with. So here's the rest of what he says, though.
Natalie. This is Natalie. This is Bo's daughter, and we're out campaigning together. And then.
So he corrects himself. But he really did clearly say, "This is my son, Bo, who you helped elect."
I mean, he went into like specifics. Like, this was a major, major gaffe.
So that is what we have to look forward to if Biden gets elected.
Wait.
Is just nonstop gaffes. So 855-450-FREE. We got other stuff to talk about with the election tonight here, including Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate. How did she do? What about New Hampshire? New Hampshire, of course, going for Joe Biden.
And Governor Sununu.
That's the weird thing. And so some people will make a big deal about this. Every 4 years, whenever New Hampshire voters vote for a Democrat in the national elections, they did it with Hillary Clinton. She edged out Donald Trump back in 2016, and I think they did it with Obama back in 2012, but I don't remember for sure. I'm pretty sure they did. There's always a bunch of, like, belly aching and hand-wringing about, "Oh, New Hampshire's terrible. They voted for the Democrat," as though it'd be so much better if they voted for the Republican.
Yeah, it's going to suck either way.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll get into that a little bit further here. First, though, let's go for our nightly abuse from James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Pencil neck teeth conditioned out, but can't take it. Fair warning.
I think I just put you on the air.
You would never speak to me in such a manner as like you like to.
Huh?
So much on air.
Who's the pencil neck geek? I just want to make sure we're clear about this. Is this me or Aria?
Actually, goes for the both of you, but
okay.
I'm sure if somebody were to shoot Aria head, 12 people wouldn't give a crap if he were dead.
I suspect Aria, a lot of people would care, James.
Not 12 people. Not 12
okay,
people on a jury.
Whatever you want to believe.
That was easy to convince.
Are you trying to get away with murdering me, James?
I don't condone murder. Wouldn't care if somebody did blow you in the head, shoot you in the head.
I wouldn't care at all because I would be dead.
He said he wouldn't care.
Then it would be a good thing if you were, James.
All right.
How do you say your last name again?
Demezzo.
I want to ask you, I love how you guys talked about, "Oh, poor Christopher Cantwell, you said that Nazi sent him to prison yesterday," something to that effect.
Yeah, Chris Cantwell is a political prisoner. Okay. He's a despicable, he has
people,
despicable opinions.
12 human beings found him guilty of that which he was charged. It's funny when a loser that you hang out with that actually did murder somebody, who only did 8 years in prison for it, should be there for the rest of his life, just world.
All right, well, you're
James,
just telling
you know
lies.
That people are fallible, right?
He's just telling lies at this point. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE. He's referring to Mark Edge, who did not commit murder. He was present while a murder was committed. He was fell in with the wrong crowd, and he made some unfortunate choices at a very young age in his life. He was 17 at the time. We've all made some mistakes, and he's moved on. He's made a better life for himself. Obviously, he can't help this person get his life back, the one that was taken, but to say that Mark committed murder is not true, even though he was convicted of such. He did not actually commit the act.
Mark absolutely did move on with his life.
Yeah.
James from Arizona, I would recommend you find a way to do the same, dude.
I know. How pathetic to call the same radio show that you ostensibly hate, on which hosts are that you also hate, to spend time listening to and obsessing over and calling that show over an entire almost decade, I think, since he's first started calling. I don't remember when it was.
He used to make actual calls, right?
There was a time, I think, but he's basically had a stick up his butt about us for a long time because somebody said something at some point that he didn't like, and he's got, like, notes. He's got exact dates, and he's got quotes and times, and he can like, recite them off the top of his head even when he is S-face drunk. So, I mean, he's truly, he may be our biggest fan in that way. Anyway, 855 450 free. Let's change it up, though, Aria, because you've got a story tonight that has nothing to do with the election. We've got other election-related things we can discuss, like the Libertarian Party's results, or lack thereof, in a moment. But what's happening in Denmark?
Some really horrific things where humans are just generally proving how disgusting they can be. Coming to us from NBC New York, Denmark is about to kill 15 million animals to stop a COVID mutation from spreading back to humans.
Oh, see, if it only saves one life.
By killing 15 million lives? Denmark's prime minister said Wednesday that the government wants to murder all minks in Danish farms to minimize the risk of them retransmitting the new coronavirus to humans. Now, for those who don't know, a mink is sort of it's sort of similar to a ferret, what it looks like.
They make coats out of them. Right.
Yeah, which I'm also against. I'd rather than just set these 15 million animals free. Well, thanks. I don't wear fur, though. Matt Frederiksen said a report from a government agency that maps the coronavirus in Denmark has shown a mutation of the virus found in 12 people in the northern part of the country who got infected by minks. Health Minister Magnus...
How?
I don't know, man.
What are you doing to the mink?
Petting them? I don't know. They're pretty cute. I would pet one.
Okay, so now they're saying animals can carry the coronavirus because there was some debate about this earlier this year.
Well, we know cats can. And dogs
they can. Okay.
And dogs can get it, but I don't think they develop symptoms.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. It is very, very serious, Frederiksen said. Well, I mean, I would hope it is if you're considering committing a genocide against a species here. Thus, the mutated virus in minks can have devastating consequences worldwide.
My God.
Denmark is one of the world's main mink fur exporters, producing an estimated 17 million furs per year. That's absolutely horrifying. They have 1,500 Danish breeders and account for 40% of the global mink production. Okay, I'm officially scratching Denmark off the list of countries I care about. According to government estimates, killing the country's 15 million minks could cost up to 5 billion kroner, or almost $800 million. And National Police Head Fagde said it should happen as soon as possible.
So they're literally going, according to the BBC headline, they're going to kill all of them.
All of them in 207 farms, more than 15 million animals about to be murdered by the Danish government. All to save that one human life.
That is madness. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden believes he is on track to win the presidency.
And now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
The former vice president speaking after notching wins in both Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday. President Trump is requesting a recount in Wisconsin as the margin of victory is under 1%. Bill Stepien, President Trump's campaign manager, did make a bold prediction on a campaign call regarding Pennsylvania.
We are declaring a victory in Pennsylvania. This is not based on gut or feel. This is based on math. We feel very, very positive that the vice president will again deliver a victory in Pennsylvania.
USA Radio News. Maine is one of two states, the other being Nebraska, that divides their electoral votes. Joe Biden earning three of Maine's electoral votes, meanwhile President Trump earning one. Also winning in Maine, incumbent Senator Republican Susan Collins.
Thank you so much for that enthusiastic welcome. I have news to report to you. I just received a very gracious call from Sarah Gideon conceding the race. I want to publicly thank Sarah for her call. We had a good talk, and I very much appreciated her taking the time to call.
The United States recorded its second highest total of coronavirus infections with 91,000 new cases in the United States yesterday. 36 states reporting more new cases this week than the previous week. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
Aria, you just brought us a really disturbing story about the entire population, basically, of commercially farmed minks and presumably anyone that's got them for pets, if they find them, probably going to be exterminated in the country of Denmark. We're talking about an estimated 15 million animals to be put to death, all because somebody, a dozen people, I think the article cited, claims that they caught COVID from a mink.
Yeah.
Now, I still would like to know how that happens. Did they get bitten by the mink? If so, why were they putting their hands in the cage? You know, what was it that caused this COVID to pass from the mink to the human being? Well, how did that happen?
Unfortunately, all 15 million of these minks, they were doomed to be murdered anyway and have their skin cut off and sewn into someone's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue in and of itself. But killing them as a fashion statement is really bad. But killing them for this other reason in mass is just as bad.
I would argue it's worse. At least if you kill the minks for a coat, somebody stays warm after the fact. if you just slaughter these things and throw them into a ditch or a mass grave or whatever, then you've just completely wasted all of those minks' lives. At the very least, they are providing something from their body parts. I mean, there's a ton of animals that are used for fashion, right? Like, you know, leather, for instance, a hugely popular product, probably more so than minks, I would imagine. Leather's used in a variety of products, not just things that you wear, but couches and things like that. And
I'm not necessarily a fan of leather either, yeah, but it
I
does...
I didn't think you would be.
It does have utility.
Yeah.
And fur coats generally don't. I mean, there's nothing...
They're warm as hell, though.
There's nothing you get out of a fur coat that you can't get out of any other coat, though.
True. That's true.
I mean, and there are characteristics that you can get out of leather that you can't get out of other materials.
Now, of course, the other argument, though, would be that products made from animals ensure that those animals continue on, right? So if there's a demand for eating chickens, then we're never going to run out of chickens. The marketplace will continue to make chickens. There will always be chickens.
Well, if serving the needs of humanity is the only thing perpetuating a species, then I think it's probably time to let that species die
off. So
if that's their sole contribution to the Earth ecosystem is to feed humanity, then they're probably not creatures worth having in the universe.
Chicken's
I said that
really
as someone who
though.
Loves cats because, I mean, my cats, all they do is serve my needs. And
yeah.
But
well,
I don't
you
want
serve
them to die off. That's true.
Yeah, it's a mutual beneficial relationship, right? Otherwise,
well, it is for
away.
The chicken as well. I mean, they get served food.
I guess.
They just end up getting killed and eaten, and cats don't.
Well, there's so much. Cats are so much more cute.
They are.
So
they also, you know, eat mice and stuff. I never have to worry about mice.
That's true. In fact, my ex-girlfriend said that her cat brought her a mouse in the middle of the night and dropped it right on her. It was dead.
That's what I don't get. I mean, I don't ever see mice. Mice avoid my house like it's...
The cat keeps them away.
Well, just the smell of cats keeps mice away.
Yeah.
It's got to be a really stupid mouse to walk into a house that smells like cats.
For sure. Well, if you're hungry and it's cold out there, you might take the risk. So if you want to comment on the mass slaughtering, now it doesn't describe in the story how they plan on doing this. Is it going to be, are they going to gas them? Are they going to electrocute them? Are they going to just snap their necks? I mean, how do they go about the extermination of 15 million animals? How do you do that? I'm not asking you to speculate.
I know you're not. I'm just trying very hard not to make any comparisons to other times where people tried solving a problem of
through extermination.
How to kill massive numbers of creatures at a time.
Right. And it's just so sick, too, because as you pointed out, you know, oh, well, if it only saves one life, we can exterminate 15 million of these other lives over here to save one human life. It's absolutely outrageous. In fact, the dozen people who... didn't you say that there was like a dozen people in Denmark who had contracted coronavirus, allegedly from minks? It didn't say any of them died, did it?
Well, no. The minks have a mutated version of the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
So evidently it can come back to humans. Presumably the minks caught the virus from a human.
Mm-hmm.
It mutated, and now humans can catch the mutated version, and they're like, oh no, we just can't risk it. We got to kill all 15 million of these things. I understand
Madness.
Most people are probably more or less okay with that because they don't value non-human life as much as they do human life. But I don't necessarily agree with that position. So I'm looking at this. To me, it's the moral equivalent of murdering 15 million people to save 12.
It's close. I mean, even if you're going to say one mink life is not equivalent to a human life, I would say 15 million of them probably are. I mean, that's crazy.
It is a huge number of creatures to murder.
I don't have a problem with people using... I'm a little different from you on this one. It's none of my business. If you want to eat animals, I like them. They're tasty.
I eat animals.
Right? So, like, we understand at some level. You just don't agree with turning them into coats or doing other things with them. But, you know, to some extent...
Well, I'm a hypocrite on the matter, right?
It's okay.
I recognize that it's morally wrong to eat animals.
But it's so
but
tasty.
But I still eat animals, you know?
Yeah. Well, because it's life and, you know, it's enjoyable to eat the animals if they're tasty. So
it is, but it's so immoral to just be like, hey, I find pleasure in killing and eating you, so I'm going to kill and eat you. I mean, that's bad. That's terrible. But
and
that's what I do.
I'm not even willing to do the killing. So
I'm not either.
I want somebody else to do that.
I would not do the killing.
No, I wouldn't either. And that's because it's easy to... I would think for you and I to realize that, hey, we're not that different from these animals, okay? They can't talk to you, but they can feel things. You know, if they're mammals and, you know, they have basically very similar DNA, dogs and cats are, what, 96% the exact same DNA, as I understand it? Just little tweaks here and there, and you get a person.
And they can't speak, but they absolutely can talk to us. They can communicate with us.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're not getting that, you're not paying attention.
Yeah. No, we're not talking about flies here. We're talking about mammals.
Correct.
I mean, if you want to swat a fly, I'm not going to take any issue.
Nope.
But if you want to swat a cat, yeah, we're going to have a problem.
That's abuse. And there is a difference between abusing an animal and utilizing the animal for the benefit of mankind, right? There's a wide gulf, I think, in there.
Sure, I don't think it's abuse to have oxen pulling plows or whatever. Not that anyone does that in the United States anymore, but I'm sure it happens in other parts of the world.
And there are more and less acceptable ways to treat the animals in captivity or to put them to death. So there's a variety of things there, and I think the market should decide these things. And if the market goes towards, you know, more veganism or vegetarianism, then that should be a choice that people are free to make.
Sure.
But to have these government goons come in and not only kill 15 million animals, but also just decimate an entire industry
They promised to pay the farmers for the minks.
Ooh, whoopee-doo. I mean, how long is it going to be before I can have more minks?
But also a good point.
Am I going to be out of business forever at this point?
It's also a question of, are they paying for the minks, or are they going to pay them what they would have lost on the fur coats made from the minks? Because you got to figure a mink is probably worth like $1 or whatever, but the fur coat is worth, you know, $4,000.
That's a great point. Jay's on the line. He's in New Hampshire. Jay, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
Two things I want to tell you guys about. An event that I'm putting on here.
Okay.
And we did a little part of it today. You get to use a flamethrower.
Nice.
I want to comment. You were talking about the mix. So, if you recall, I'm sure I called in or either came on the show or talked about how in the spring they were euthanizing a whole bunch of animals, cows, pigs, chickens.
Right, due to the lockdowns and the
anti-competition clauses in the contracts.
And well, in the social distancing in the slaughterhouses, they're going to shut the slaughterhouses down. I highly recommend people check out the Ice Age Farmer on Library. In fact, a lot of really good content's moved over to Library. I enjoy it. But anyways, Ice Age Farmer's talking about this food shortage stuff. But one of the guys that I made a deal with to go buy a bunch of pigs off him called me up and canceled the deal because he would get sued, like Arya was saying, and anti-competition, and he also wouldn't get paid his insurance. So when you start talking about killing 15 million minks, I'm thinking, that's a lot of minks.
Hold that thought, Jay. I want you to continue here in a moment. If you can, stick with us. Jay is here. We'll continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's It's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about some of the big news out of the election. The biggest news has got to be Oregon, where they are decriminalizing all hard drugs. So kudos to them. About almost 60% of voters voting in favor of a ballot measure there. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight, but also in really sad news out of Denmark. Basically, an entire species of animal is going to be exterminated. The mink population, essentially as many as 15 million lives, are going to be snuffed out in order to save just one human life.
I mean, that's ultimately what it boils down to, yeah. Right? Yeah, because evidently these 12 people who have this mutated version of COVID-19 or whatever aren't dying from it, presumably. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe this mutation is even less deadly than the other one.
Could be. They're not even going to find out. They're going to go ahead and just kill an entire 15 million little minks.
Not to save one life, but to potentially save one life. I mean, even if it was, okay, you can kill these 15 million minks, or you can let this human die.
Right.
Even if it was that, I would still be opposed to it.
I agree.
But that other person who might die isn't even a real person.
The minks are somebody's property in this particular case. The owners, whether you agree with them or not, right? Like, you don't agree with making the mink coats, but we do agree with property rights, and people should be able to do what they want.
I don't agree that other living beings can be property, though.
Well, unfortunately, most people
no
disagree
one agrees
with, you
with me.
On that.
I get it.
Look, hey, I kind of agree with you on it because I've always treated the animals in my home as though they were free to leave. So I never treated them as though they essentially were my ward in that I have the responsibility of taking care of them because as long as they're in my home, if I don't feed them, they will starve to death. So, you know, I feel like I'm obligated to take
sure.
care of them.
I mean, you don't want that.
No, exactly. But ultimately, if they don't like their experience here, if they don't want to stay here and they want to leave, then they can leave. Yeah. You know, if my dog wanted to run away, she could run away and okay. But she never wanted to because
right.
it's a pretty good experience living here. So, you know, it's a mutually beneficial
I like that way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Or it's rather than pets. I don't like the term pets anyway, but
yeah,
horses is a good way of looking at it.
I always walked her with a collar on where she was always able to slip out of it anytime she wanted to. Like, it was large enough to where it was not tight on her neck. It was always, you know, it still looked like I was walking my dog to anybody that was looking at it. But if she really wanted to, she could just back out of that collar anytime she wanted to and take off. And, you know, she never did.
Of course not.
You know, I mean, there was times early on when she would do it and just run around a little bit, but, you know, she was still wanting to stay with me. She just wanted to play, basically.
Right.
So, and the same thing's true of the cats that I've had, too. Like, there was one cat that Ravage, he would leave the house on occasion. Like, he'd get out, and then he'd kind of, like, saunter down the porch and just lay down. He didn't really, like, want to run away or anything like that. He just
sure.
wanted to go outside for a little bit.
My cats occasionally want to go exploring, but since
yeah.
I live off a highway, yeah, I don't allow them
yeah.
to do it. I mean, if they generally, you know, showed me that they wanted to leave, I would let them leave
go.
And let the consequences happen, but
yeah.
there's no chance of that. They're just curious, and they want to see what is happening when I go outside to smoke or whatever.
Jay is back on the line, or still on the line with us here in New Hampshire. Jay, you want to comment on the mass mink killings planned in Denmark. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is quite similar to a few things that have been going on recently. So in the lumber industry, there's a YouTube video I watched about 4 months ago. I forget who did it. But in the past year or so, 70 lumber mills have been torched in North America, well, United States and Canada. The lumber is a huge industry. One of them was torched right here in Henniker, New Hampshire. Well,
wow.
Considered arson.
When you say torched, does this mean like... shut down by a government bureaucracy, or do you mean some
activists or something
yeah.
are torching them?
These things were set on fire. So there was over 70 of them that burnt. Something like more than 50 of them are confirmed arson. Others are suspect. But in the lumber industry, there was such a backlog on lumber, and lumber was so cheap a year ago. Like, you could buy a 2x4 for like $1.95, an 8-foot
mm-hmm.
2x4 if you bought many of them. Right now, that same 2x4 is like $8.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what happened is basically all the inventory of lumber got burnt up because it was so backlogged because of all kinds of stuff. Same thing was put like a lot of farms out of businesses. The government subsidizes this particular, you know, commodity in the marketplace, whether it be corn, lumber, milk. And so a bunch of money dumps into it because it's all government backed. So they start, you know, a bunch of hedge funds dump into whatever it is the government subsidizes. Just like when it subsidizes insurance, that's what makes insurance so expensive. But what it does with food is it makes it dirt cheap that it actually starts putting producers out of business.
So what does that mean for the minks? You lost me.
Oh, so they're probably not selling that many mink coats right now, and they need to do something with these minks, and they need to cash them up, and they probably are doing some kind of either insurance thing or government bailout to kill the 15 million minks to get their money.
That's a terrifying point I hadn't considered. I imagine that in the grand scheme of things, fur coat sales are probably down because fur is not very popular.
Yeah, but they were making, yeah. I mean, they were making sales, right? That's why they have 15 million minks around is because they do still have people buying these things. But what you're saying is you think that the mink manufacturers are actually secretly behind this mass culling?
Well, possibly because they have nowhere to go with the minks. Now, here's the thing. How long does it take to raise a mink from birth to harvest? But I don't know. Is it, you know, months? Is it years? And, like, with the slaughter industry is when the cows and the pigs get too big for the commercial slaughterhouses, they can't do anything with them. It doesn't work with their operation. So if there's a big slowdown in basically kill line in these places, they can't use them because they're too big.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they get real cheap. But, before I run out of time, I want to comment on an event that myself and Luke Radowski and Silver Dave are doing this weekend. It's the 2020 bash up. You want to release some steam and use a flamethrower, shoot a rifle at a car this Saturday. And if you go to wearechange.org, it's right there somewhere. I believe it's right on the beginning of his website.
Now, wait a minute. Is this a real flamethrower or one of the boring company flamethrowers?
No, this is a real handheld flamethrower. It has almost a 30-second, like, you know, I use it for the first time tonight, actually.
How far
cool.
does it throw the flame?
About 25, 30 foot.
Damn.
I've got good news for you, Jay. So you can order these flamethrowers online. Don't ask me how I know this. That attach to drones that can shoot flames up to 70 feet.
What?
For about $700.
Oh, man.
You can build a flamethrower pretty cheap. It's literally like a $39, you know, fuel pump out of General Motors car.
I would trust you to build a flamethrower. I would not trust myself.
That's something you can totally do.
That's cool. I think flamethrower. Hey, you know, everybody shot a gun.
Great for snow removal here in New Hampshire. I can tell you that.
Plenty of people here in New Hampshire have shot guns, but how many of them have shot a flamethrower? That's, I got to say, it's very attractive, Jay.
What time Saturday?
I think it starts at noontime, but you got to buy a ticket at wearechange.org. Arya, if this is an event you're interested in, I'll send you a message in a minute for a direct link to the page if you guys want to put it on show prep. But
shoot me a link.
Very cool.
I will.
Jay, thanks for the insight into the mink killings here. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight and appreciate the call. Let's go on to JT. He's calling from Pennsylvania, listening online. Go ahead, JT.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to talk about puppy mills and then the legalization for the first time of pit bulls in some certain state. I don't even know. But the thing is that they're doing basically the same thing as, you know, killing millions of minks. I mean, nobody wants to wear a mink coat anymore, but that may be here or there. Yes. But my point is that these puppy mills in the United States still exist.
These what exist? Puppy mills.
She was
asking what you were saying. The words are puppy mills. And have you heard of these things before, Arya? It's basically where
these are illicit puppy breeders.
No, they're
basically.
Not illicit. No, they're completely legal. But it's a place where...
They're completely legal. And Ian, let me just say something.
I'm not defending them. I was just saying they're legal. I was going to continue by saying that generally they're considered to be abusive towards animals.
Absolutely. Yes. Listen, let me say one thing, and then I'll hang up. I mean, the most derivative paper guide to whatever it is in this post-paper world that we live in is that you've got people saying, you know what, I've got dogs, let's go get them. Now, I'm not saying they're bad.
I'm not sure what you're trying to say, and I don't want to keep you on to try to figure it out, but I thank you for the call. Puppy mills are bad. I will agree with you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.